Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Wow, welcome back everybody to another episode of Lightspeed, cruising at Lightspeed here, times two. Glad to be back at RBN on this Monday. I had to run a repeat last week, and thank you to Julie for doing that, because I had to kind of help my wife with, she was having some dental surgery, and they had to have me there in case something happened. So I was out in the car listening to the show, but I would have to call in on my cell phone, and it was a better show, really, with Virginia Farrell, a great lady. She has been fighting the 5G thing for many years. She's, as you know by now, she's been a guest on the, a lot of our shows so far. And she'll be back. You know, today I'm by myself, of course, but I am glad to be here. And we have got a lot to cover. I mean, I think you've already seen the news. Tucker has left, or they have parted ways, he and Fox News. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame. Yes, I am so happy he is out of there. You know, Fox has a lot more to lose than he does. He has everything to gain by getting out of there. We're going to be talking about Fox and what a fraud they really have been all along, as you know. I mean, we don't have to tell you folks that. But you saw the $787 million lawsuit that they settled with Dominion over claiming there were problems with the election, or even making claims that they think the election was stolen. Well, you know, that was quite a deal, wasn't it, for Rupert Murdoch to bend over and give out almost $1 billion in damages on this company who goes way back with a lot of problems. If you look at the film Fraction Magic that was put out many years ago, I don't remember what year that was. Was it 2014, maybe? I think it was when it came out. Almost 10 years ago, Bev Harris, you can go to blackboxvoting.org, blackboxvoting.org, and look at the film Fraction Magic, where it shows you how they operate this software. And it's actually the Smartmatic software that's been, well, I'm not going to get into too many details because I don't know all the exacts, but that software has been through a number of transitions, and you will see two names listed there who are parties to the adaption and the ongoing process of using this kind of software. It was originally the GEMS software, General Election Management System, I think it was. And I don't know, I may not be clear about this. I think the film is a lot better. Go to that for your source, not me, but I can tell you what's there. Dominion and ESNS are listed on the screen. You can see them as people who are going to be involved with all this. Now, I can tell you about things here in Colorado. You know, you will hear that Dominion is Denver-based. Well, it is in the United States, but it is not Denver-based. It's actually a Toronto-owned company. It's from out of the country. And I think we've talked about this before, that Donald Trump issued an executive order in 2018. It was Executive Order 13848. It was issued on the 12th of September, remember, the day after September 11th, in 2018, that is very extensive about foreign companies involved in U.S. elections. And you can go back and read through that. Now, why Donald Trump didn't bring this up during the election was another question. And why Rupert Murdoch would bend over the way he did and pay out almost $1 billion because somebody questioned this is a serious question, too. Now, you may know who Tina Peters is. If you've been following Mike Lindell and some of the other people out there who've been looking at these things, she was a county clerk for Mesa County, way out west in Colorado. And she went through, and actually they recorded what the machines had said. Now, she's a county clerk. She's supposed to be looking at the elections, and they recorded some of this information, and they found out that those things were wiped off in different results, or let's put it this way, very significant changes were made in those election tallies there, in those machines there in Mesa County. And so, you know, this raised a big stink. They came after her, and you would not believe how they mistreated this woman, because you have to realize these people are facing federal election laws with serious criminal time. That's one of the reasons why there was so much hoopla about this. But why would Fox cater to all this kind of stuff? Why would they? Well, Rupert Murdoch, you know, I think he's a Jesuit trained or something like that, you know, operating this whole system, has never been for real, to be really honest with you. They're trying to cater and coddle a lot of conservative peoples, making them think they're hearing the truth. And, of course, they run into a lot of conflict with Tucker Carlson over the years. Remember the whole thing with the January 6 tapes and all that? Chuckie Schumer's up there like Chuck E. Cheese, you know, telling Rupert Murdoch that he's got to shut this down right away. You know, because obviously we found out what happened there. The whole January 6, what was called the insurrection was mostly staged by players and cops and people who were changing cops' uniforms or changing in and out of Antifa outfits to be Trump supporters and back and forth, however the situation went, prodding the crowd to revolt. You know why? Because they had, according to General McInerney, I think is his name, I think we might have even played that clip before here, he was saying that there was, of the 6 states that had some problems with their election count, there were 5 of them there that were wanting to come into that certification process and raise a fuss about it and say, we want a recount in our states. Well, they can't have that, right? So they had to create some kind of a confusion, get everybody out of the Capitol, right, and then clear it all out and bring those people back. And then in the middle of the night, they stole the election is what happened there. They didn't want to have any certification. Say what you will about Ted Cruz. He said, we have 10 days. They did not have to certify that election until the 16th of January, but they did it overnight because they robbed us blind. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a coup. It really was. It was a coup d'etat. Now, as you know, they have got this thing called the Restrict Act coming along. The Restrict Act. It's a House Bill 686. And they're wanting to press this through because they're telling us that anything that is disinformation, anything that might go against what their pontification propaganda system says, you know, anything that disagrees with them. If you say that there was never really a threat to COVID-19 because 99.7% of the people would survive it, and those who would probably succumb would be in a very old and infirm situation, that the vaccine wasn't needed because, first of all, it did not protect you from getting infected. It did not protect you from infecting other people. And we know there's been now just skyrocketing deaths that we've seen from VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reactions Reporting System. That is a government operation, by the way. And even they say that maybe only 1% of the total number of severe events have been reported. And the numbers are just through the roof, friends, through the roof. So obviously the vaccine was toxic. It was dangerous. We warned you about that. I did. I know a lot of our hosts here at the network did. I said, friends, you don't want to be taking this mRNA. Now we could get into the discussion if we wanted to about the virus itself. You know, let me explain how this works. Okay. Let's say you're driving down the road. Okay. And I'm going to tell you the inside story before you go to the car shop. A lug nut comes off one of your tires, and it's rattling around inside your hubcap. You got the old hubcaps that fit on top, you know. And you're hearing this noise, and you can't tell exactly what it is. And so you say, my gosh, I don't know. I might have a wheel bearing or something like that out in my car. And you drive it into this auto shop, okay. And they look at your car, and they say, I think, yes, you do have a broken wheel bearing, and you're going to need a whole steering column and a new pressure pump for your power steering and all these things, and it's going to be $1,387, you know. See, what's happening here is you're trusting people about what's going on, and that's the way Fauci works. He has a germ. Oh, well, as soon as the disease is around, they have a germ. The germ causes the disease, see? And after all, how would we know that? Why would Fauci lie to us when he's such an expert about everything that's going on? You know, a real honest shop would probably say, hey, you know what I think it is? It might just be a lug nut. They pop off the hubcap. Oh, yeah, here it is. See, this is what was making the noise. Put it back on. You know what I mean? It's all tightened in. You get in your car and you drive off and you say, how much do I owe? Nothing. Just bring your car back next time you need brakes or something like that. How's that? You know, sometimes car dealers are pretty real and honest and good with you. There are some good ones out there. You know, if you get a good car mechanic or something like that, you know, that's valuable. But people who tell you things about what's going on and you put your trust in their expertise. When you do that, you're headed for a real bruising, and you're going to get used. And that's what they did with COVID-19. There was a terrible, terrible, terrible germ that went around in 2009. It was called H1N1, another form of the swine flu, I believe it was. Maybe it was an avian. I can't remember. H1N1. They said this was going to be a very, very bad flu season because the H1N1 was going around, and they gave people all kinds of vaccines to prevent themselves. Cheryl Atkinson, who is a star investigative reporter at CBS, said, well, let me go see what the Centers for Disease Control has on reports. And the Centers for Disease Control said, well, we don't have anything on that. Nothing, 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 nothing here. Wait a minute, wait a minute. There's supposed to be this big germ scare here that's going on. This is 2009, remember, 2009. This is how short the memory of the American public is, okay? There was supposed to be a major flu epidemic caused by this H1N1, and people were taking vaccines, and they were getting sick. They were developing all kinds of, well, there were a number of different problems with the H1N1 vaccine. Nothing as near as bad as what has happened with the mRNA test, which is what it was, unapproved. So the whole thing happened there, and so Cheryl said, well, where am I going to find these figures? So she decided to go to the states to see what their surveillance would show them, instead of, because the CDC wasn't going to give her any information. Now, remember, she was one of their star investigative reporters at CBS and been awarded a lot of awards for her great journalism. And so she's looking into this, and she's finding out the states are showing very few cases of H1N1. Most of them are cases of influenza, in some cases not any at all. As a matter of fact, this was the flu epidemic of an H1N1 germ that never happened, Prince, never happened at all. So, you know, she had done a lot of great work. She goes back to CBS. It's another great story. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you so much. They put it up on their website, and they said, now we're going to do, you know, maybe a piece for 60 minutes like they did with the swine flu about a year and a half after the swine flu disaster in 76. Remember that? Anyhow, they were going to run this, and all of a sudden they said, nope, we're canceling this story after all those lies. Now you know why Americans don't remember much about H1N1, the fraud, the flu virus that never appeared, because they censored all that off the information. This is what's going on with our media, okay? These are the kinds of things that are happening with our media. I know I used to work in it many years ago. I think I've told you I had good relationship with the people. I mean, there was only one or two that I didn't like. A news director who was definitely a Democrat, and was his ugliness was really showing through too, quite a bit, trying to control the news. I wasn't geared toward that. I never really wanted to be a news anchor at 9. You know, I didn't like the job. I didn't like. I didn't really want to do that. It was kind of funny. I wanted to get into television production, but I wanted to work behind the scenes. And I was at a small ABC affiliate up in Idaho. They found out I could read and talk a little bit. The next thing I know, I'm wearing a suit and tie in front of a camera. But it was interesting for a little bit. When they didn't like my news, one of the people I interviewed was Josh McDowell. They didn't like him. He was a Christian guy who does a lot of apologetics. And by the way, I'm going to come back around to him and talk about him maybe a little later in the show. But the bottom line is this: they did not want me to stay in news. So they decided, we got a new job for you, sports anchor. They're moving me off to talk about sports instead of news. And they appointed this gal who really wasn't, well, let's put it this way, she wasn't all that attractive. We got along pretty well. She had been going to Harvard. Her parents were highfalutin Democrats in the state of Idaho. Okay, see what I mean? You can see what was happening right away. I stayed with the sports anchor job for about 2 months, and then I got out of there. I came back to Denver, where I'm from, and went to work at the CBS affiliate here as a production engineer. Not again. I wanted to stay out from behind in front of the camera, because I really didn't like, even at that point, and this is in the early 80s, friends, Reagan had just been elected, and I didn't really like where it was going. I wanted to get independent anyway, but I wanted to learn the television industry business. I wanted to learn about the machinery, about what they were using. I picked up the engineering aspects of it. I'm not a great engineer, but anyhow, long story short, I got out of it, and I had good recommendations, kept good acquaintances with people, but I have never regretted leaving that a long, long time ago, because I could see where it was going even in the early 80s, friends. Today, this is toxic, dangerous information that's coming out now. And I don't think I have to tell you folks that. But I can tell you from the inside, these people are not journalists. These people aren't even, as I've said before, they're not even at the level of being a high school yearbook committee in terms of their integrity. I'm serious. That's how bad these people are. And they should be ashamed of themselves. Now, we've got the Restrict Act coming along. Okay, so what are they going to do? They're going to tell us that certain disinformation can earn you a $1 million fine and possibly 20 years in prison? Really? Okay, well, who's going to run the law on that? Well, they've got all their courts and their people that they're going to try to use and hammer you with. And look, they got Rupert Murdoch to bend over for $787 million. That's almost a billion. Because he said that Dominion, there was questions about Dominion's software and the election. Okay. You think they can't do stuff like this. Well, look at what happened to Rupert Murdoch. Of course, he was an idiot anyway. We'll get into that a little bit later. Tucker Carlson knew it was wrong. Everybody knew something was really wrong. Fox News could not keep up with it because they were playing with the big boys now, and Fox News had to bend over and let them have their way. And that's what they did, Rupert Murdoch. So I am so glad Tucker Carlson is gone from Fox News. Fox needed Tucker a whole lot more than he needs them. And I think other people will be leaving. I'd like to see Maria Bartiromo, Laura Ingram, and of course Dan Bongiorno is left too. Yeah, now you can see why I'm not a news anchor like I used to be. Well, I would have script to read then in those days. So anyway, but back to the story. The story is here, friends. The news media is dying and has been toxic and a very, very poison well for a long, long, long time. Now the Restrict Act is coming along. I think it's a great idea. What? Yeah, it really is. Call up your senators and say, you know, this Restrict Act sounds like a good idea. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to have to set up maybe a truth AI system to find out what's going on and come after these people who are lying, because they are definitely recklessly endangering the public with these lies. And maybe some of the politicians, too. What do you think of that, Senator? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, this can work both ways. We got to let them know this is going to work both ways, because we're going to make it work both ways. You want to set up something like this? You think these are the kinds of restrictions you think you're going to put on us? Well, we're going to hold you to the same standard, and I think we're going to win, because people are waking up very, very, very fast, friends. This network needs to stay on the air. We need to stay after it. Friends, don't be fatalistic. Oh, it's all over. No. Things are turning around. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a battle. I'm not saying that we are guaranteed to win. I am saying this, though. We can't roll over and die at this point. We've got to get up and we've got to fight these people. So if they want to pass the Restrict Act, we'll let them know. We're going to use this against you. Now, Tucker, as you may know, Tucker Carlson interviewed Elon Musk, and I was going to play those clips. They're very good. If you've seen that interview with Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk, where he talks about AI being basically evil. He says this is a devil in disguise, essentially. I'm not going to quote him, but he says this thing can be used to do a whole lot of damage if, as it is set up, to be controlled and manipulated and used by certain people. And he mentioned Larry Page from Google. You know, Tucker Carlson created the chat GPT function, in a sense, and he was wanting it to be an open source, but it got sold out somehow underneath him. I don't know how that happened to Microsoft, and now Google's got it in their control. They're taking videos down off of YouTube. They're shadow banning. They're doing all kinds of things. You've seen it. We'll talk more about it right after the break. Stay with us here on Lightspeed.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born.
Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Three stupid mistakes turned into shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. In the span of 6 days, there have been three shootings, one of which was deadly, because of innocent mistakes. Two cheerleaders were shot in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store on Tuesday when they accidentally got into the wrong car. On Saturday, a group looking for a friend's house in New York pulled into the wrong driveway, where one of the group was shot to death by the homeowner. Last Thursday, in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Now, I own guns and rarely leave my house without one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but there is a responsibility that goes with the right to bear arms. Get trained, and not just once. Continue training. It is trigger-happy people like these that will cause us all to lose our right to keep and bear arms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free training videos for members. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. Picking it up right where we left off. Now, there was quite a discussion between, you know, Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson over AI. Elon Musk. I have a little grandson now named Eli. I kind of get him confused sometimes. But Elon Musk. Was very vocal about the dangers of AI. He had helped develop it, the ChatGPT. It was originally something he was going to see that he thought could be used. And now he's thinking that what we need is a truth AI. I mean, something that goes through. I mean, this isn't Snopes, you know, the fact checkers, you know, that fat lady with her cuck husband and a cat. You know, I think the cuck took off, as a matter of fact, and they divorced. But no, this isn't people like that who are trying to dress and window dress, you know, their prestige. Well, not very well in her case. But, you know, and they're trying to pretend like they're normal people telling you the truth when, in fact, they're just liars and they've been exposed over and over and over. Ask her about 9/11 and, you know, and you'll know enough about that. 9/11 is a pretty good litmus test, I think, for people who say their truth. Truth people, yeah, they're involved with the truth. If they don't know that much, obviously they haven't even passed the discernment test of 101 to get on to anything of elaborate professionalism. Anyway, getting back to the point, Elon Musk says, well, maybe we should set up a truth AI system. I think it's a great idea. Well, who's going to control the truth? Well, the truth should control the truth. In reality, I don't think you're ever going to arrive at a 100% decision in any issue, but I think you'll come up pretty close, like maybe 98.7% of what you have found there to be verified. and to be the truth. And this is what we need right now. And so you now, when the news media starts feeding us this information, we feed it into the truth AI analysis, and we find out. And remember, this kind of AI technology can look everywhere, all over the place, and it can find things that aren't true and can immediately come back with problems with that story if it's not there. You know, and now there's going to be some problems sometimes, maybe misunderstandings, of course, about certain ways and means people express themselves. But we can hold the entire news media to a truth AI analysis. I like it. I think it's a great idea. See, what I'm saying is, I know a lot of people are afraid of AI, but it does have a very dark side, and it's, you know, very deviant, which basically is what Elon Musk is saying. He's saying that it is actually programmed to lie to you. They're programming it to use it to lie. And that's why we need a defense. We need a truth AI system that will hold and identify these people for where they are misinterpreting and miswriting and bringing in information that is possibly be absolutely contrary to everything that they are stressing in their point of view in that story. Okay. And, or it could be a verdict or anything like that. But what do you think of Rupert Murdoch caving with over almost $1 billion? Now, I don't remember the exact amount. I should go back and get the story, but Dominion's top revenue, I think net was, I think it was under $50 million, $50 million. And they just got paid $787 million for a questioning of their integrity on an election that they were definitely involved in. You see, these people are in real trouble because they're going to go to prison if they're caught. And look at the way the system has worked with these judges and all these different people. I mean, I think it's time for an alternative AI system to arise. And I think Elon Musk wants to create one. Now, I know a lot of people, well, I don't trust him. Friends, take what you can get, okay? Use what you can get. You don't have to, you know, sign over your house, your home, your real estate, your, you know, your retirement, you know, your kids. No, well, in a way, you kind of do because things are moving in different directions and are forcing you to. But the thing is simply this, take what you can get. The same thing is true with RFK Jr. Oh, by the way, did a great show with Popeye, a good friend of mine. Some of you know Popeye. He's back. He's had some real intense surgery. I mean, the guy cannot pass through a metal detector anymore because of all of the titanium they put in to his neck and back after an automobile accident. But the doctor that treated him was really good, went way out of his way. This guy was one of the top people. And he said, the reason why he was taking Popeye's case is he said, you're messed up. And I want to see what I can do. I really want to be able to operate on you. So he made a great deal financially to get in and make it happen. So he definitely wanted to try to get my friend Popeye back in operation. And Popeye is back. And we did a show last Saturday night on a digital network. And you can listen to that show. It's on RFK, RFK Jr., JFK, Martin Luther King. Most of you, I don't know if you're aware of this, but both John F. Kennedy, well, not both, but all, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy were killed by the same people. It was a rogue element of the CIA or the deep state or whatever you want to call them. There's no question about it. Dr. William Pepper, who we've interviewed, I think, even on this network before, William Pepper had a lawsuit where they tried James Earl Ray for the assassination of Martin Luther King after he died posthumously, as they say. And the verdict was that James Earl Ray was not the assassin. And you can tell from the whole story now that we're looking at, what we're seeing is these people there was a setup there. They tried to make it look like James Earl Ray was the assassin, another patsy. Hey, we'll get back right after these breaks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Drop your silver in that tambourine. We're going to get started right away because we got some calls coming in, and I know folks want to speak up and want to hear them out, too. Let's just pick it up where we were, though, friends. I was telling you about Popeye, my friend. We did an audio-video program, and you can see that if you visit my Substack. I have a Substack now. You don't have to be a subscriber. If you want to, you can be, but you can go there. It's stevestars.substack.com. That's me. Just go there and you can actually watch the show that we did. We talked a lot about RFK, MLK. We really went into the details on a lot of these things because, as I said, most of you may know that Dr. Pepper actually went on after the Martin Luther King investigation to interview Sirhan Sirhan and to begin to pick up that case. You know, Sirhan has never been released after all these years in parole. I tell the story a little bit about what happened. He was a little guy. His brother actually was talking to Dr. Pepper, and he said, you know, we are actually a Christian family. They were Christian Palestinians. They weren't Arab or Muslim Palestinians. He said, we read the same Bible you do. My little brother, he was a chicken. You can fill in the rest of it. He said he didn't want to hurt anybody. He was wanting to be a jockey out in the racetracks there in the L.A. area. He was hurt in a horse accident, you know, a horse riding accident, and had a brain problem, a head injury, a serious one. Now, if you've ever had or known anybody with a head injury, it's a serious problem because it's a little bit like pulling all the plugs out of your computer and everything like that, and you've got to put them back together. It takes a while. Some people partially recover. Some people never recover, but a lot of people struggle with this after a major head injury. This is what happened with Sirhan Sirhan, but he fell into the hands of people like Dr. Jolyon West and Cameron and the people who are involved with MK Ultra. Now, when you get somebody like this, they're very easily persuaded. They're hypnotized. They're medicated in a lot of cases. They're very influenced, especially if they trust these kinds of doctors. It's very likely, of course, that Sirhan Sirhan was an MK Ultra patsy, not the shooter, but the patsy. RFK was shot from behind, point blank, okay? And we talk a little bit about that. There are actually photographs that we see, that there were photographs that were actually taken from behind by a photographer who got up on top of one of the counters in the pantry and shot. His film was all taken. There was the woman, Sandy Serrano, I think was her name, and you can hear this Jesuit CIA agent trying to talk her out of the story. She said she saw the girl in the polka dot dress. The girl in the polka dot dress was there, just like the Manchurian Candidate, if you saw that film. It's amazing how accurate it was. That film came out before RFK was shot, by the way. And, you know, whenever you see the trained assassin, when he saw the Queen of Hearts, he was to respond in a certain way. This was his trigger mechanism. And it appears as though the girl in the polka dot dress with RFK Jr. was exactly what happened there. When he saw this girl with the polka dot dress in his vicinity, he was to defend her, and he went to shooting. He doesn't remember any of this after all of these years, friends. He doesn't remember any of this. And with just a snap of a finger or a scratch of a nose, he'll start climbing the bars like a monkey. I mean, the guy is in serious shape after all these years, and they won't let him out because we would start to find out what happened. Yes, it was a MK Ultra patsy. Now, another story, if you've seen it, I don't know whether to believe this one or not, but it looks like it may have been the same thing with John Lennon. They're now, the forensics that have been they're looking at say that he was shot from the front in a tight grouping of shots. I mean, it's almost as if somebody had an automatic weapon on a tripod. It hit him from the front. Mark David Chapman was supposed to have shot John Lennon from behind in about 20 to 30 feet in the dark. This doesn't match the forensics. After all this time, we may have another MK Ultra patsy. These cases, we know about them all. So we talked a lot about that. You can see the video. We go into the details and a lot of these things. We show you some of the pictures and get into that. Friends, we're dealing with this kind of stuff in the media, and this is the kind of thing that's being used against us over and over. Look at the 9/11 hijackers. Look at the whole story about 9/11. It's all theater, friends, and you're being programmed by fear and dynamics. And now they want to lock down on people like us who are telling you the truth. Well, let's see. I think we got Patrick in Texas. I better get to him pretty quick here. Patrick, are you there? Let's see.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Well, I hope I didn't talk too long, keep you waiting. I hope you didn't fall asleep there, buddy. What's on your mind?
No, you're talking about the JFK and Bobby. Bobby was killed and Mickey Cohen's motel. Now, Bobby Kennedy put Mickey Cohen in Alcatraz. Mm. So there's just a connection there. And John Marshall, who run the investigation, the JFK investigation, he got Mickey Cohen out of Alcatraz. That's never been done before. You know, this is all mobbed up. You know, there's no doubt about it. JFK, there's new evidence come out where they had a Purim, and that's like the Book of Esther, where they killed all the Greeks that were intermarrying with the Jews, and so they had this celebration going on. They had all the uniforms on for the celebration, and that was all scrubbed, but they found some photos of that. It just goes to show you, just like, you know, it's like, you know, all the intersynchronicities of this Masonic symbolism, like Michael Fields, Challenger was backing up, these shoes kept coming up, popping up out of the back of it. That's Masonic symbolism. It's everywhere if you know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that means that symbolism is for Ignatius Loyola, who started the Jesuit order. He had a bad foot, so that's part of their Masonic ritual. You know, is you got to take, undo your shoelaces and stuff like that. Yeah. All the symbolism. But this AI, this truth-telling AI, it's like, well, that's our job, because you're not going to get the truth anywhere. They used to have, American history, but now it's all U.S. history. They turned it all around to a more of a federalized version. And, it was like, there was 50 Union generals that come out of the Illuminati, and you know, then there are a lot of Russian generals that were just appointed, just arbitrarily appointed a general, and the Republican Party as Lincoln started, that's kind of a play on the word the Republic, you know, the French Revolutionary terminology of the communists. And that's where all that originated from. And so, you know, the Democrats were, you know, actually the good guys. And then whenever they created the Republican Party, that got rid of the Whig Party.
No, actually, Patrick, the Whig Party fell apart. And Lincoln didn't start the Republican Party. He was not the first candidate for president. John C. Fremont was, but he gathered together people to the Republican Party in 1860. And he was a Whig before that. And then that's what happened, how that got started. But, you know, that's kind of in the past, and a lot of people are trying to make connections. I'm trying to stay kind of closer to the future right now with what's happening. And that's not reason to doubt what you're saying. I think it's some good stuff there. But we try to get into so much symbolism. I'm kind of more into forensics, if you know what I mean. I would rather look at actual evidence as much as possible. And in this case, we actually do have what I think is very strong evidence, coroner's report from Bobby Kennedy showed that he was shot at point blank from behind, and that you can actually see the pool of blood behind his head there on the floor. So who fired that shot and at what distance is a little bit more like what I'm trying to decide. Who was involved in this? We know about David Morales and Frank Sturgis, who were said to be seen in the crowd there in the lobby. They were CIA. They appear to be some of the people involved with JFK as well. But you see where I'm kind of going with it.
Oh, yeah. This is like, you know, when they done it, but the senator came in with the JFK investigation, and he determined that all the intelligence agencies were in on this, all of them. And, you know, it's not just the CIA. You got the FBI. You got NSA and Mossad. You know, they're all had a hand in this.
Right. There was, you know, a pretty interesting report about the that I'd heard concerning recently a fellow who's been looking at the Watergate affair. And one of the things that was always a mystery was why Nixon was talking about the Bay of Pigs, reference to various things concerning what was dangerous about the Watergate investigation. And nobody really understood, even in the Supreme Court. They said, what is he talking about? According to this fellow, and he's I think it's an archive history JFK. I should get the his name is Jones, I think it is. I should get that link and put it up maybe. But according to him, Bay of Pigs was a code word for the plumbers, the CIA ops, like you're talking about there. Nixon was concerned that the Democrats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nixon was concerned that the Democrats could be talking about this particular group of people, like you're talking about, this core group of assassins that have been assembled. And the code word was the Bay of Pigs. Nixon said, we don't want them investigating the Bay of Pigs. Well, the Bay of Pigs was way back in 60, you know, a long time earlier than 72 in the election. You know what I mean? But it had everything to do with Nixon's interaction with these same people.
There's no doubt. Okay, I'll let you go. I'll let somebody else take it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. Yeah, always good to hear from folks in Texas. There are a lot of things that are happening in all these situations, friends. And like I said, I try to stick pretty much with the logistics of these crimes. There are a lot of questions about who's involved. Are they in cults and Freemasons and various things like that? The Jesuits were actually, I came about this conclusion from my investigation. I tried to avoid it, but the Jesuits were definitely involved in Lincoln's assassination. That's why John Surtees escaped, and that's why you see him in Rome as a papal Zouave. They spotted him. He got away. The Jesuit priests helped him get out of that. Were Freemasons involved in this as well? Well, I would think so. You know, there was a guy by the name of, what was his name? Pike. Well, General Albert Pike. He was a pretty crappy general, too, by the way. Probably should have hung for war crimes. But he is actually in the White House toasting and eating and celebrating whatever with not Lyndon Johnson, Andrew Johnson in 1866, not even maybe 16 months after the assassination of Lincoln. Well, you know about Albert Pike, Freemason, a Scottish Rite. You know, he wrote Morals and Dogma. He is sort of the grand wazoo, right? But, I mean, you can find these people involved in all kinds of things, and they always seem to be in the government after things have swept up and been cleaned out. Lyndon Baines Johnson died just days after Richard Nixon was re-inaugurated the second time. Very evil, ugly man. But, you know, these are the kind of people who get in behind the scenes and change all the dynamics of the popular vote and the kind of people that were elected into power. Now, that all comes back to Robert Kennedy Jr. Okay, now, a lot of people would groan. Some people would applaud. Some people would say, well, like me, I'm one of those people that says, take what you can get. Remember, take what you can get. He is exposing the vaccine. He's also won a case for the Supreme Court back in, I think it was August 21st of 2021. Virginia was involved, who's been on with us. She was involved in that case where they had proved, and you can find out a lot about that information. I'm going to be helping Virginia get a Substack up too, because she just sends out information like crazy. You can find out that the FCC has completely ignored all the ramifications of safety with these cell towers and these devices. They're putting out far more energy than they should. And yeah, they just happen to be spying on you all the time as well. The whole new Bluetooth software and data has been designed to interact your phone, your laptop. Everything that you have is working independently and meshing. It's called the Bluetooth mesh network, friends. So that's going on all the time as well now, right? So we have this high-tech gadgetry lockdown situation that's taking place all over the country and all over the world, just completely violating your Fourth Amendment, your privacy, taking your data, and they're sending it out all over the place. Some of it ends up, of course, in foreign countries like China, like Russia, like even Great Britain, if you like. You know, but anyhow, the point I'm making is simply this, that, you know, we have got to deal with this problem, and I think we've got to keep this line of communication open, because even Elon Musk had said the pen is mightier than the sword. You know, and he's involved with a lot of, as you know, government contracts, the spy satellites, the whole situation. Yeah. But he's saying that there's a real problem, that this is not going to help people. This is about a machinery. Yes, it's like the Terminator Skynet scenario, very, very similar. And he says the data will always be at one location. The robotic arm will be out there somewhere. But the system is very similar, and it's coming in very, very quick. That's why we need combative software that will work with this, a truth AI system. Now, what is a truth AI system, and how would it work? Well, supposing you want to ask a question, you want to research something, just like we talked about with Robert Kennedy, or you know, the gangsters that Robert Kennedy had put in jail, and why how they could be involved, or names like David Morales, Frank Sturgis, or this Hank Hernandez guy who's interviewing what's her name, Sandra. You know, you gotta listen to that. You can go to, by the way, if you go to RFK Must Die, RFK Must Die, watch that film. It has all these people in it, and you can see who they are. And we know who these folks are. We know, folks, I don't even like to call them that. We know who these scoundrels are and how they've been working all the time, and we do have a track record on them. So one of the things that I would suggest is, if we can get a truth AI system, if you have any question and you can get access to something that is open source, Elon Musk stated that he thought this should be an open source software system. It should not be proprietary, which is what happened when Microsoft bought it, and they managed to get a hold of it and control of it. And now they're turning it into something very evil. We need a whole new system to counteract this, friends, where you would go if you have a question and you're going to look for certain things, or you want to know what's happening with this, this search engine and this compiling capability can go all over the place and find things for you. You know, that's the key thing, having access to information and validity to it. Let's just say we were to ask a question about the election in 2020 and say, well, what are the statistical odds of Joe Biden suddenly getting all these votes in the middle of the night, where his ratings go shooting straight up? We've seen that on the graphs. You know, people who do elections, like Trey Traynor, the guy who was the Federal Election Commission. He was the top commissioner, I think, the head of the federal FEC. But anyhow, he was saying, yeah, this election was compromised. He said that the next morning. You know, people know what to look for, and you can figure statistics and odds. And that's what I'm saying. If we had access to this kind of software, we can use it for our advantage, and we can also repel the enemy and the lies. Because as it is right now, it's not necessarily the AI. It's the goals and the ways people are going to use it that are going to be the problem. Hang in there. Be right back. Another break. One more segment.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, coming back right into the show here. We're going to finish up the last segment, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Starnes here with you on Lightspeed. Do support RBN if you can. Help us all you can. We want to keep this voice of truth going now. We talked about Truth AI. You know, we're looking at an interesting article here. I'm going to try to pull it up. This one is from the Brownstone Institute. Brownstone Institute has got some great stuff up there. Scientific consensus, a manufactured construct. A manufactured construct. scientific consensus. Okay, you might remember Noam Chomsky many years ago, who put out a film and a book series called Manufacturing Consent. It's the same idea here, creating the consent in the public mind. I'm not a big fan of Noam Chomsky. As a matter of fact, we call him Noam, G-N-O-M-E, Chomsky. I didn't like where he came out with 9/11. He should have been on top of that. I think he sometimes takes the easy way out. But the concept was very, very sound. The manufacturing construct, or a manufactured consent. And it talks about this in a recent interview. Famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson was challenged on his scientific views about COVID-19. And he said, "I'm only interested in consensus." Words that would have made Nicholas Copernicus or Galileo roll in their graves, friends. You see, what they're doing right now is they're creating consensus. Now, this is why Rupert Murdoch bent over and paid this huge sum to Dominion, almost $1 billion, okay, over a few words and some challenges that he made that he should have been backing up. Because, you see, they're rolling over to a consensus here is what's happening. Why do you think Budweiser put out Bud Light as a trans beer? They knew they were going to lose money on that, and they should have. No, this isn't about money, friends. This is about getting one person to jump off a cliff, and then another, and another, and then the sheep start to follow. That's how this whole thing works, manufacturing consent, manufacturing a consensus. This is the whole idea. This is why all this is going on. You can find these big corporations that are interlaced. They have their same financial picture in one big conglomerate. They can take a $5 to $6 billion hit if necessary in order to perpetuate an idea. That's what happened with Fox News. I'm convinced of it. And the same thing happened with Bud Light. These people are taking a hit in order to present a new construct of consensus is what they're doing. All right. That's the way this whole conglomeration works at the very top. And it's all about getting people to do stupid things. And that's why everything is going this way. This is why a truth AI would help us. OK, one quick question and one thing to think about. I said I was going to come back to Josh McDowell. Many years ago, he wrote a book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And he's also done a lot of study on the biblical prophecies. There are over 300 of them, actually 365 prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Jesus. Now, if we took a truth AI system and we equivocated all that information to determine whether these prophecies were accurate and what the percentages were, people have come up with big numbers like 1.5 billion, one chance out of 1.5 billion that these could have been by mistake or happenstance. They were definitely prophetic. If you know anything about the Dead Sea Scrolls, I talked to the first man who was the scientist to identify the Dead Sea Scrolls. His name was Dr. John C. Trevor. He opened up the big scroll of Isaiah. I said, "How different is it?" He says, "Read your King James Bible. It's 99.9% the same." Exactly. Translated, of course, from ancient Hebrew. And, you know, this is the truth that you need to have out there, friends. You need to know what's really going on. You're betting your life on it. Not just your life, but your soul. Hey, stay tuned to RBN and stay alert. We're going to have to stay in this fight. I will be back next week. Stay tuned. I think Mike Rivero's up next. A lot of great shows right here on the network. Thank you so much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.